Last night, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly defeated a resolution calling for the immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. The vote came a day after Democratic Congressman John Murtha, former Marine who had voted in favor of the war in Iraq, announced he now believes U.S. troops should be pulled out. Democrats denounced last night's vote as a political stunt and an attack on Mr. Murtha. The debate on the House floor boiled over when Republican Jean Schmidt of Ohio described a phone call she received from a U.S. Marine colonel.
He asked me to send Congress a message, stay the course. He also asked me to send Congressman Murtha a message that cowards cut and run, Marines never do. Danny and the rest of America and the world.
Well, Mr. Murtha's comments sparked some rhetorical turmoil in the Capitol. Back in Pennsylvania, his district constituents seemed to be sticking with him. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
At an American Legion post in a rundown building in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, the veterans here have been listening to what Republicans have been saying about Congressman Murtha, comparing him to Michael Moore, saying he's giving hope to the enemy. Robert Nipple has had enough.
One thing nobody better say is that John Murtha's a coward. He's no coward. He put in tours in Vietnam like crazy. Anybody that says it, they're a fool. And that includes your congressmen and your senators in Washington.
Nipple is a former Army man. He shoulder to shoulder at the bar with a former Marine, Bill Eugen. Both men say that they supported the war in Iraq at first, but like Murtha, their views have changed.
We're not doing anything over there now. It's all roadside bombs and everything else that's doing it, okay? And we went over there because of weapons of mass destruction, and, you know, that's not the case. So we shouldn't be there.
Congressman Murtha is adored here in his hometown, and his fellow veterans at the bar say they're behind him 100%. But when I ask about an actual timetable for troop withdrawal from Iraq, the commander of the post, Robert Harvey, just shrugs his shoulders.
That's kind of a tough one to answer there. You just can't leave it go in one way, and in another way you'd like to see them all come back home. I don't know, I'm a little divided on that.
Johnstown is not what you would consider a hotbed of the anti-war movement. A majority of the surrounding county voted to re-elect President Bush. But political science professor Ray Rabley of the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown says that support for the war has waned as more National Guard troops have died in Iraq.
I think they're not sure what to think about it, whether to believe the president is doing the right thing and to stick with the stay the course message. I think they look to Murtha for some guidance on this, and that this will sway some opinions.
It's a sign of Murtha's popularity here that the Republicans rarely even field a candidate to oppose him. Even the local head of the Republican Party says,
he's a great guy, and I will even admit to voting for him in the past.
But Robert Gleason says that by advocating a withdrawal of troops, Murtha may finally be out of step with his blue-collar district.
Many people from this area have served over there. I have not seen an outpouring of people who have been there complaining about being there or feeling that they were wasting their time. Their people have died in vain.
Gleason says if the congressman keeps this up, he will have a challenger in the next election. Last night's debate in the House kept Murtha from attending the annual Christmas parade down Johnstown's Main Street. Many of the folks along the route say that they never expected their congressman to be at the center of a national political debate. Beverly Barlett says Murtha is just not the type to make a grandstanding speech.
I'm surprised, being that he is a military man, that he, you know, made that. But being that he was a military man and made that, I think he has a good point. You know, he knows what it's like. And let's get him home. I agree. Let's get our boys home.
Barlett says that for 30 years, Congressman Murtha has supported this town. And she, for one, is ready to return the favor and stand behind him. Robert Smith, NPR News, Johnstown, Pennsylvania.